Hannah Lindsay released her latest single, Why, on Friday the 13th in January, which some might consider an unlucky day, but she has been on a winning streak in recent months. In early February, Lindsay held her first headlining show at the Algoma Conservatory of Music's The Loft, which sold out. During the show, Lindsay gave her supportive crowd a first viewing of her new music video for Why. In just 6 weeks, the video has reached almost 9,000 views with no sign of slowing down. I definitely had high hopes that the video would help me to reach a wider audience, draw more attention to my music, and help me gain more listeners, says Lindsay. It was my first professionally done music video that I acted in. Lindsay says her friends and family were super supportive and happy for her, as were those she had built relationships with within her community. I'll be honest, beyond that, I didn't think it was going to reach many people. I was initially a little let down when I put the video out and it didn't seem to take off, she says. So, I stopped checking in on the number of views the video had. Then my boyfriend woke me up one morning and said, "Look how many views your video has." That really made my day. I guess it just needed a little time. The video was directed by Jonna Boulian of Sioux-based McBully Productions and team. As a contrast to the bleak palette of colors that March offers, the video stands out with Lindsay performing in a white flowing dress against the lush green of the forest in Algoma during a much warmer season. "I wanted to display the Sioux's natural beauty," she says, noting that a lot of it was shot at Hiawatha Highlands and up on the bluffs at Grosse Cap. "I had been dreaming about bringing visual art to my music for some time," she says. "I got the ball rolling for the music video in early summer 2022. Then, we all came together over two very long days in late August to actually shoot it." Lindsay's co-star in the video, which is about the fading of love, is her friend Matt Franzi. "I had just started dating Matt's friend, Bradley Irwin, who is now my band member, so I met Franzi through him. I initially asked Brad if he wanted to co-star, but our schedules didn't line up. So, Brad offered me his friend," she laughs. "It all worked out for the best though, because Franzi was the perfect fit. I love, love, love that man. We had so much fun together over those 2 days, and I'm very grateful he came to my rescue. He did an amazing job." Lindsay waited to debut the video until many months later at her headlining gig. "I wanted to celebrate the release of the music video as part of that night," she says. "The Loft show was the single most incredible night of my life so far. I was blown away with the amount of support that both myself and my band had. To have it sell out was an incredible feeling. With all the hard work that went into it, I couldn't have been prouder that it was a success." Lindsay notes that the audience provided a lot of real-time positive feedback for the music video, as well as the performance. "Everyone keeps asking when the next show is, so I think we did a decent job," she laughs. "Right before this music video was released, I had also released my first lyric video to my previous new single, The Water Runs Cold. My good friend Brendan Garlick helped shoot that one up at Beaver Falls with me to show off more of our beautiful surroundings." Although she doesn't have plans for another video yet, Lindsay did go right back into Dustin Jones' Mission Control Studios to get to work on recording more music. "In the coming months, I just may be able to share some live footage and recordings from the night of my concert for anyone that wasn't able to be there. I'm hoping that this summer is going to be a blast, just being able to perform live again and take every opportunity that comes my way to share my music." Follow Hannah Lindsay on Spotify to listen to her music. To find out more about Hannah Lindsay, visit her Facebook and Instagram pages. Hannah Lindsay released her latest single, Why, on Friday the 13th in January, which some might consider an unlucky day, but she has been on a winning streak in recent months. In early February, Lindsay held her first headlining show at the Algoma Conservatory of Music's The Loft, which sold out. During the show, Lindsay gave her supportive crowd a first viewing of her new music video for Why. In just 6 weeks, the video has reached almost 9,000 views with no sign of slowing down. "I definitely had high hopes that the video would help me to reach a wider audience, draw more attention to my music, and help me gain more listeners," says Lindsay. "It was my first professionally done music video that I acted in." Lindsay says her friends and family were super supportive and happy for her, as were those she had built relationships with within her community. "I'll be honest, beyond that, I didn't think it was going to reach many people. I was initially a little let down when I put the video out and it didn't seem to take off," she says. So, I stopped checking in on the number of views the video had. Then my boyfriend woke me up one morning and said, "Look how many views your video has." That really made my day. I guess it just needed a little time. The video was directed by Jana Boolean of Sioux-based McBully Productions and team. As a contrast to the bleak palette of colors that March offers, the video stands out with Lindsay performing in a white flowing dress against the lush green of the forest in Algoma during a much warmer season. "I wanted to display the Sioux's natural beauty," she says, noting that a lot of it was shot at Hiawatha Highlands and up on the bluffs at Grosse Cap. "I had been dreaming about bringing visual art to my music for some time," she says. "I got the ball rolling for the music video in early summer 2022. Then, we all came together over two very long days in late August to actually shoot it." Lindsay's co-star in the video, which is about the fading of love, is her friend Matt Franzi. "I had just started dating Matt's friend, Bradley Irwin, who is now my band member, so I met Franzi through him. I initially asked Brad if he wanted to co-star, but our schedules didn't line up. So, Brad offered me his friend," she laughs. "It all worked out for the best though, because Franzi was the perfect fit. I love, love, love that man. We had so much fun together over those 2 days, and I'm very grateful he came to my rescue. He did an amazing job." Lindsay waited to debut the video until many months later at her headlining gig. "I wanted to celebrate the release of the music video as part of that night," she says. "The Loft show was the single most incredible night of my life so far. I was blown away with the amount of support that both myself and my band had. To have it sell out was an incredible feeling. With all the hard work that went into it, I couldn't have been prouder that it was a success." Lindsay notes that the audience provided a lot of real-time positive feedback for the music video, as well as the performance. "Everyone keeps asking when the next show is, so I think we did a decent job," she laughs. "Right before this music video was released, I had also released my first lyric video to my previous new single, The Water Runs Cold. My good friend Brendan Garlick helped shoot that one up at Beaver Falls with me to show off more of our beautiful surroundings." Although she doesn't have plans for another video yet, Lindsay did go right back into Dustin Jones' Mission Control Studios to get to work on recording more music. "In the coming months, I just may be able to share some live footage and recordings from the night of my concert for anyone that wasn't able to be there. I'm hoping that this summer is going to be a blast, just being able to perform live again and take every opportunity that comes my way to share my music." Follow Hannah Lindsay on Spotify to listen to her music. To find out more about Hannah Lindsay, visit her Facebook and Instagram pages.